First verse there. We'll give you a minute to find it.
What chapter?
Numbers chapter 10, verse 1. Thank you, Jacob. Numbers chapter 10, verse number 1. It gets read like this. We're probably going to read to about the 10th or 11th verse there, maybe 12th. But we appreciate you standing for the reverence of God's word. Numbers chapter 10, verse 1, begins to read like this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, and thou mayest that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, as for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes with which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron the priests shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemies that oppresseth ye, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and that they may be to you a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 12th of the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And you can be seated. We thank you for standing with us. That's a little bit of a lengthy spot, a lengthy scripture that we read. As you sit down, I would actually like to go over to the 28th verse there. It says, Thus were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And, I didn't go ahead and read all of that there. It just goes through all of the tribes that were as they got up and things like that. But I began to think that that's still important in and of itself. And we'll get there in just a second. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I began to think about this book of Numbers here in the tenth chapter, how it talked about the trumpets and how the trumpets were a symbol for the people to come together, and how, if you will, the trumpets were an assembling kind of thing. It told them to come together, but it also, Brother Chester, told them to take up arms if they needed to. He told them if they blew an alarm that there would be certain ones that were camped on the outside or on the east side and the south side in particular that would get up and they would go ahead when the alarm was sounded. But I began to think about that 11th verse there where it said that they came to pass on the 20th day of the second month of the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle. The testimony of the children of Israel took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai. And that's kind of where we want to be, where we're going to just kind of bring it all together if God will allow us to. And I just need your prayers tonight. I desire your prayers. I began to think about this verse of Scripture here. In Numbers, we all know that in the book of Exodus, that was the Exodus when they got out of Israel, or Israel got out of Egypt, rather. And I began to think about the journey that they began to have as they exited Egypt. And
how they went through all these things in their life as they began to go. Now we know that several generations had been born and died inside of Egypt. Oh, but I thank God for the times that when they got out of Egypt, when I can see myself in their journey. And if we can, I want you to understand something today. That when the book of Numbers here in the 10th chapter, I believe what it's trying to show to us. And I believe why God put that in there. That's for us to see that God commanded the children of Israel when they didn't have a solid tabernacle at the time. It was when they were going into their place of refuge that they were given through Abraham, how they were promised the land, and they were trying to make their way there from Egypt. Now we know that there's plenty of things that came across when they began their journey. We know that the Egyptian king was what was caught on their tails, and they began to worry about that. We know that when they got to the Red Sea, that they were worried. But yet God blew the sea apart with dry land just for them to walk through. And when they got to the wilderness, nevertheless, they were still worried. They began to murmur and things like that. But even still then, God made a way. They begged for manna in the next. They were upset about the manna being the only thing they were eating in the next chapter. But yet God still came through. He didn't just give them manna. He gave them meat. The Bible says that they called, that he called for quails to come out. And that they were able to eat them. But I want you to understand something today. This part of the scripture here, Numbers chapter 10, God was trying to get them to understand it wasn't necessarily where they were that was important. It was about the tabernacle that's what was important. Wherever the tabernacle was, because we know that God came down in a mighty way and he rested in the tabernacle. That was his home for them. And that was what they were supposed to look to and they were supposed to believe in, because God was there. But I want you to understand something today. Just like we try to do our best. We come in Wednesday, we come in Sunday, and we do our best to make the special occasions that we can so that we could be together. But thanks be to God. I'm glad for when I can feel the Spirit. We all know that when they were here in the book of Numbers, that they couldn't have the Spirit inside of them like you and I do. So God rested in the tabernacle with a cloud. And if they were to leave by night, and we all know from their journey from Egypt, that God led them by a pillar of fire. So God didn't leave them anywhere without direction. God didn't leave them anywhere without something to look to and to look for. He didn't leave them in the dark. He let them know where to go, and he let them know when to stop. And now we know that the Bible says that when they were charged to move, when the tabernacle, when God moved his, God moved his presence from the tabernacle, it was time to move, Mamma Jan. I want you to understand something today. I want you to know that God just wants us to follow him. He wants us to move with him. And he wants us to be in tune with him. That when it's time for us to move forward, we don't try to stay where we're at. We go ahead and push on with God today. Hey, but we know that even still then, the children of Israel, I told you in the next chapter, they began to murmur about, well, we're out here in the wilderness and all we have is manna. I want you to understand something today. Brother Chester, if God chose to just drop crumbs for me, I'm glad with it. You know why? Because it means that he cares enough to give me something to eat. But these people here, they murmured and they always turned their back on him. But it's nothing different now, Brother James. We're the same way. So we need to learn from these people. We need to understand that this is perfect. perfectly placed in the Bible for us to realize as we go through our wilderness, which is life, as long as God is with us and as long as we follow His command and we move when He moves and we sit still when He sits still, everything will fall in place. Everything will stay in order. Oh, but it's when we move when He's trying to stay put, or when we stay put when He tries to move, that gets us in trouble. Let's get in tune with God tonight, and let's let Him know that we're ready to move and He moves today. I don't know who you are. I don't need to know what you're going through. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. God wants us to move forward tonight. The children of Israel here, we all know, and I know we all know this scripture. I have no doubt in my mind that you know this scripture. Oh, but I want you to realize something tonight. We need to find ourselves in this scripture, and we need to look at the flaws that they had so that we can do our best, Brother Sonia, not to be like that. Now we're human, and God knows we are. But I want you to understand something today. If the children of Israel had just done their part, and they had just did what God told them to do, they would have been so much better off. Now we know a little bit farther on in the scriptures there, that God actually, it said His anger got kindled toward them because of the murmurings that they were in, and He destroyed some by fire. I want you to know something today. God, it's not God's desire to destroy anybody. He loves us today. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. If there's anything in your life that God, where God is not in control or God is not in the forefront, you need to get it out so that God can show you where to go and what to do. Heaven forbid we fall by the wayside, Brother Mike. That's not our job. That's not our journey. Our journey is to tell people about Christ. Our journey is towards the homeland. Our journey is towards our Canaan. Oh, but when we murmur, or when we bicker, or when we fight amongst ourselves, not this church per se, when the children of God, when their mind's not on God, He can't do it for, He can't do anything for them today. I look at my kindred, Brother Mike, and I see a bunch of people who lost their way. Oh, but not only did they lose their way, they're not looking for God to guide them anymore. So they're way, way gone. Oh, and I hope and pray, Brother Chester, that someday that God can, God can. Oh, but I hope and pray that someday that they let God speak to their heart, and they let Him remind them of who they are, so that they don't have to stay in the wilderness. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. The only time we need to move is when God is ready to move, Brother Harold. And the only time we need to sit still is when God tells us to sit still. Oh, there's too many people trying to do it on their own tonight. There's too many people trying to go their own way and make their own path. Oh, but the Bible's, my dad mentioned it the other day, that it's, he told him to seek ye out the old paths. Aren't you glad today when you look at the old paths, Brother, not your old path, Brother Harold, not my old path, because sin riddled that path. Look at the path of Christ. Look at the path of the blood of the Son, and you'll never go wrong. It might be an old path, Brother Mike, but it's new in my heart every day, and I just need to follow it. Oh, but I need to follow it God's way. Brother James, I believe God set it up just like this, so that there is no doubt in their mind as how it was supposed to be done. Oh, but yet, we find ourselves, Brother Chester, messing things up all the time. because we think, well, it might be better this way. Or God, I want to have it done this way. Or I want to do it like this. Hey, look, I wish somebody would erase my memory when it comes to things like that. Because I just want to follow God, Mimo Jan. I just want to do what He does. I want to be like Him. I don't want me to be any part of it. Because all I am is a bucket of mud that say, oh my goodness, God chose to save the inner man someday, or one day, I mean. Oh, but thanks be to God above, oh, that someday I will reach my destination. Oh, but it's only because of the blood of Christ. Jessica, nothing else you or me could have done would have got us there. The Bible said, oh, that He's going away, and He told them there in John chapter 14, if I can remember right. He told them there, well, I'm going away to prepare a place. But don't worry, because if I go away to prepare a place, I'm going away to prepare it for you to be there too. Oh, but if I go away to prepare it, I'll come back and get you. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that no matter what this life does to you, no matter what hardships you face, you've got somewhere to call home today. Israel, Brother Vernon, they had somewhere to call home. They just weren't quite there yet. Oh, but God laid things out for them to be able to know that where they needed to go and what they needed to do and when they needed to do it. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. It's you and my fault. If God says go and we don't move, I begin to think about Elijah there. Oh, when he was sitting in that cave and he was worried. He had just done something good, Brother Harold. He had just showed God's power. Oh, but he was cowered in a cave, afraid of somebody trying to take his life, Brother James. Oh, and he wanted God to show him things. Oh, but God wanted him to realize that he wasn't the only one fighting the battle. And he wanted him to know that there was, oh my goodness, 7,000 people that hadn't bowed a knee to Baal yet. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, when He shows us that we're not walking this path alone today. But I'm reminded also, God set him down by a brook, didn't He? Oh, and the Bible said that the ravens brought him food. Oh, and he sat by the brook, so he always had a drink of water. Oh, but when God told him it was time to go, it was time to go. Because little did he know, Brother Chester, that there was somebody that was going to need him. Somebody who was on their last leg. Somebody who didn't have anything else. Somebody who was at life's end. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, because of Elijah moving when he needed to. Oh, the Bible said that she just had enough. She had enough cruise, or she had enough oil in her cruise and things like that. And she had enough meal to make another, one more cake. And then she said, my son and I will die. Oh, she didn't die, church. I know you all know this. Oh, but as long as Elijah was there, they ate. And I'm sure they were full all the time. Oh, but if Elijah had decided to stay by the brook where it was comfortable for him, she may have died, Brother James. We don't know. Oh, but thanks be to God. Elijah knew it was time to move because God said it's time. It would have been easy. It would have been easy just to stay by the brook. And now I know that the brook dried up and things like that. Oh, but while he was there, no doubt God provided for him in every way possible, Brother Harold. It would have been an easy living kind of thing. Well, I get fed every day, and I got as much as I can drink. Oh, but God wanted him to do something a little bit more. Oh, and thanks be to God when He calls on my life to do something more with it. Thank you, God.
that you've given me something to do today. We ought to be thanking him every day, James. Oh, that we've got a voice in our lung. We've got air in our lungs. Oh, and we've got a mobile feet. We've got eyes that can see. We've got things in our life that we take for granted that God gave us to praise him with. Oh, and I don't use them as much as I should. Oh, but when God shows me it's time to move or it's time to start doing more, I need to move today. I don't know where you are in your life. Oh, but God wants us to move forward tonight. Now, we all know in the book of Numbers there, they were to move when the cloud was risen from the tabernacle, and the tabernacle was taken up, and it was going, and it went before them, and they walked and walked and walked until it rested again. Now, Brother Harold, not every day in this life are we going to have a hard walk. There's times where we get to rest in this life. I believe that. Now, I'm not saying that we ought to rest so much so that we forget about coming here and serving God and doing those things. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when God sends us a special blessing or gives us something there when we just come out of a trial or maybe a storm or whatever it might be. Now you're all right with God and you have things ready and you have things set. I'm not saying that you weren't right with God before. Oh, but there's things in our life tonight. Oh, that there's trials and tribulations in our life that are going to happen. Oh, whether you're lost or saved, no matter what. Oh, because the Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. Oh, this life isn't all doldrums for you and me. It should be happiness. For I see that there's something out ahead of me. Oh, they didn't know where they may have geographically known where Canaan was. Oh, they may have known semi how to get there. Oh, but thanks be to God above, they still follow God's plan. And now I'm going to stand here and say this. I don't have any idea where heaven is. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get there. Oh, but I know by the guidance of God, and I know by the movement of my spirit, that someday I will be in my Canaan. Oh, but while I'm here, it's my job to walk forward and to move forward and to do what God tells me to do in the time that he tells me to do it today. James, too much of my life I haven't been that way. And I'm going to stand up here and say that right now. I'm just being honest. Oh, but I just want to... I don't know how many days I have left, Brother James. I might have tonight, and maybe not tomorrow. I don't know. Oh, but I want to do what I can while I can, while I'm on my journey, so that somebody else that doesn't know the Lord can come to know him today. The Bible says it. Jesus came to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. You and me weren't a part of the grace plan until he made us part of it. Hey man, every breath out of my body, Brother Chester, ought to be something praising God for it. Because I don't deserve him, and neither do you. But nobody does. But that's the preciousness of the grace plan. Even though I didn't deserve him, Naomi, he still saw fit to send his son to die. So that on February 26, 2006... about 8:30 at night, maybe. Oh, that I could cry out to him and call upon him and begin my journey. Oh, thank you, God, that he had mercy on me one day. Oh, my goodness. And it's all I can do, Brother James, just to walk for him. It's all I can do is to watch and wait for him to tell me to move. It's all I can do. Brother Chester, when he tells me to open my mouth to tell somebody about him, it's all I can do to do that. Because I owe it to him. But I'm always going to be indebted to him. Because the debt that was on my head, I would probably, you know what, there's probably not enough zeros behind the number one. The number that was worth of my sin. But his son stepped in my stead, and he stepped in your stead, so that you would be set free today. And you can walk in the marvelous light of God. Elijah there already told you, if he had been... Well, you know, I'm just going to stay here. I don't feel like I need to move. That woman may have not have gotten her next day. We don't know what's in our out ahead of us. We don't know. Brother Vernon, we don't have any idea. Somebody out ahead of us might need our help. So shame on me if I stay put, Brother James. That's not my job. My job is to move forward. My job is to watch for when God decides to pick up and move us. When he decides to go ahead and let's move to a different spot. Let's go here. And they were charged with that. They were charged with watching. We're charged with watching. When he was ready to move, they were supposed to be. Heaven forbid God catch me not ready to move. That's not our job. While we're here in our... Brother James, why don't you come get a song? While we're here, Brother Sean, in our life, every breath that I take is governed by God. The Bible says that there's a set day in my life that I won't go past, Brother Vernon. Not one. Not 1 second past that day. It could be tomorrow. I could be 80, 100, 101. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Bob on page 368.
Doesn't matter to me. Whether I live 100 years or whether I live 10 more, I'm just going to be glad that I get to be in heaven. That's all I care about. Now, I love my friends. I love my family. I love this church. Love you to death. Appreciate every one of you. But I love God a whole lot more. So I owe it to him to watch. The Bible, me and my grandpa were talking just a little while, probably the last dinner we had or something like that. Me and my grandpa were talking. He charged him to watch. Because he said there that he didn't even know the day. Not even the Son of Man knows the day. He told him to watch and be ready. But I don't think that's just for the last day. I think that's for every day up to then. We got to watch for when God wants us to move. We got to watch for if God wants us to sit still. Because you know how many times I've jumped up and said something that wasn't supposed to be said. Felt this big right afterwards. God needed me to sit still then, and I moved anyway. Shame on me. The Spirit's delicate. Brother James, as you sing, the Spirit's a delicate thing, Brother Sean. It can be offended easily. I know from experience, I've offended it a couple times. Shame on me. That's why it's important to watch. So you don't do something out of order. Anything you need tonight, God has it. If you need direction, God has it. If you need encouragement, God has it. If you just need maybe a little pick-me-up, God has it. If you just want to talk to him, he loves to listen.
everything you need. He's God. He'll never stop him. As they sing, if you need to bring anything to the Lord, bring it. Thank God for Him showing us when we need to move and when we need to sit still. And every step in our life, He'll show us what we need to do. I appreciate Him for that tonight. Anybody have anything on your heart before we call close to the service?